Harry's eyes flew open as he wrenched himself back to the present. He was lying on the bank of the lake in the setting sun, and Ron and Hermione were looking down at him. Judging by their worried looks and by the continued pounding of his scar, his sudden excursion into Voldemort's mind had not passed unnoticed. He struggled up, shivering, vaguely surprised that he was still wet to his skin, and saw the cup lying innocently in the grass before him, and the lake, deep blue, shot with gold in the failing sun. He knows. His own voice sounded strange and low after Voldemort's high screams. He knows, and he's going to check where the others are. And the last one, he was already on his feet, is at Hogwarts. I knew it! I knew it! What? Ron was gaping at him. Hermione sat up, looking worried. But what did you see? How do you know? I saw him find out about the cup. I was in his head. Harry remembered the killings. He's seriously angry and scared, too. He can't understand how we knew. And now he's going to check the others are safe. The ring first. He thinks the Hogwarts one is safest, because Snape's there. Because it'll be so hard not to be seen getting in, I think he'll check that one last. But he could still be there within hours. Did you see where in Hogwarts it is? Asked Ron, now scrambling to his feet too. No. He was concentrating on warning Snape. He didn't think about exactly where it is. Wait, wait, cried Hermione as Ron caught up the Horcrux and Harry pulled out the invisibility cloak again. We can't just go. We haven't got a plan. We need to get going, said Harry firmly. He had been hoping to sleep, looking forward to getting into the new tent, but that was impossible now. Can you imagine what he's going to do once he realizes the ring and the locket are gone? What if he moves the Hogwarts Horcrux, decides it isn't safe enough? But how are we going to get in? We'll go to Hogsmeade, said Harry, and try to work something out once we see what the protection around the school's like. Get under the cloak, Hermione. I want to stick together this time. But we don't really fit. It'll be dark. No one's going to notice our feet. The flapping of enormous wings echoed across the black water. The dragon had drunk its fill and risen into the air. They paused in their preparations to watch it climb higher and higher, now black against the rapidly darkening sky, until it vanished over a nearby mountain. Then Hermione walked forward and took her place between the other two. Harry pulled the cloak down as far as it would go, and together they turned on the spot into the crushing darkness.